90.5 WKAR and AM 870 WKAR, its current state. It might be the mother of all hiking trails. A devotee of the Great Lakes is proposing a nearly 11,000-mile path that would circumnavigate all five of the lakes. The Great Lakes Trail would span at least six states and two Canadian provinces, and it would become the longest continuously marked trail in the world. Professor Melissa Scanlon of the Vermont College of Law visited Ann Arbor recently to discuss her idea at the University of Michigan. Current state contributor and host of MSU Today's Greening of the Great Lakes, Dr. Kirk Heinze, caught up with Scanlon by phone last week and asked her to explain.
So the idea is to create a footpath for walking along the shores of the Great Lakes where possible, and to tie together the Great Lakes as a region for this concept of tourism and low-impact tourism, and in particular, and tourism focused on the lakes.
Now, these trails, as I understand it, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but they would actually go as close to the shoreline of each of our Great Lakes as possible. Is that correct?
Right. So to understand the concept, we have to think about the history of the lakes, the legal history of ownership and maintenance of the Great Lakes and the shores. And when each of the states joined the Union as states, the federal government gave the property under navigable waters to the lake, to the states, to be held in trust for the public. So the states are actually trustees holding the lakes and the shores up to a point on the shoreline in Michigan. It was clearly defined in a recent Supreme Court decision as where the ordinary high water mark is on the shoreline, and that's supposed to be held in trust for public uses, and walking is a public use that's protected by that.
We have a home on Sutton's Bay on West Traverse Bay, and it was very interesting because I was reading an article in a newspaper here. But a question a lot of homeowners have, like me, what would constitute a normal high water mark when the waters fluctuate so much? As you know, they're up again this year, but they've been down previously. Well, what does constitute that normal high water mark?
Well, it varies by state, how their state agency will define it, or if it's defined by statute. But in Michigan and in Wisconsin, there's looking at where the vegetation is on the shoreline. It's the point where where there's a continuous presence of water enough to leave a mark by erosion or depositing debris on the shoreline. And I think your point is a perfect one to talk about why I think the trail would be a benefit for lakeshore owners, because the line is sometimes difficult to discern, and I think it leads to people not knowing where the boundary is between public and private. So one of the benefits of having a national scenic trail around the Great Lakes would be marking where that line is and using a consistent marking scheme that is used for national trails. And that way there would be less confusion about it. They would need to move over time because as you've noticed, spending a lot of time, you obviously spend a lot of time on the shore. You know the shoreline is ambulatory, and the Great Lakes do vary quite a bit. So the ordinary high water mark moves over time.
Melissa, how much of this trail would be, and I know this might be kind of tough, but it's just a rough estimate, how much of it might be in place already with existing trails along the various shorelines?
Well, on the Canadian side of the Great Lakes, there is already a very robust trail effort going. Now, they're not on the coastline where I'm proposing it. They're on the uplands with their trail efforts, and they have built a multi-use trail that is for biking and hiking, but they're almost completed. They have the waterfront trail that goes along the St. Lawrence River and is going to reach all the way to Sault Ste. Marie in the next year or so. And then there's another segment called the Voyager Trail that will go from Sault Ste. Marie to Thunder Bay. And so they're well underway with creating a focus on coastal access and using a multi-use trail. And what we can do on the U.S. side is to use the National Scenic Trails designation so that we can build our side of the trail and link it to the Canadian efforts. There are also local trail efforts on the U.S. side of the Great Lakes, including a water trail on Lake Michigan. So that's not for walking, that's for boating. And there's a plan to have a water trail for non-motorized boats, canoes, kayaks, that sort of thing, all around Lake Michigan.
The governor of this great state of Michigan has proposed making Michigan a trail state too, which is a nice corollary project. And as you know, Michigan has a number of hiking, biking trails, and the plan is to try and connect those all the way from the Upper Peninsula down to the Detroit area and beyond. How nice to have that infrastructure in addition to the scenic trail.
Oh, absolutely. And I think wherever there are existing trail segments, it just makes sense to link to them. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. And when I'm talking about a trail on the coast, I'm not talking about building anything, because that, of course, would be an intrusion, but just marking where the public easement is for walking and allowing the public to understand that that's an open space for walking. It's not for all sorts of uses, but it is for a pathway, a passageway for getting from point A to point B.
I'm talking about an 11,000-mile hiking trail concept with Melissa Scanlon. Melissa is the Associate Dean of the Environmental Law Program at the Vermont Law School, also Director of the Environmental Law Center there. Melissa, a lot of easements, a lot of things. It's a big idea. What are the major, I imagine, a gradualistic approach to this as opposed to let's get the whole thing done at once. The trip around the world, like Confucius said, starts with the first step. Is that how you envision this unfolding?
It is. It takes an act of Congress to authorize a feasibility study, and that would be the first step. And then usually it's an agency like the National Park Service that is charged with doing the study and mapping out where the access, where the trail already could exist on the coast and where easements would need to be purchased on uplands to get around natural obstacles or factories that are all along the Great Lakes. And then based on the feasibility study, the public can decide if this is something that we want to have in place. And then it takes another act of Congress to authorize a National Scenic Trail.
What are some of the initial steps that folks can take to move this initiative forward?
I think raising awareness, calling your congressional representatives and letting them know what you think about it is a great thing to do. Also, knowing that you don't have to wait until there's a National Scenic Trail designation to go out and enjoy walking along the public trust easement on the shores of the Great Lakes. It's something you can do today. So you mentioned an incremental approach. I mean, the beauty of this is that the trail exists. It's just not marked, and it's not in people's consciousness yet. But once it gets designated as a National Scenic Trail, and then we link up with the Canadian side, and we have a bi-national scenic trail, states can start promoting this as a tourism attraction for people who are interested in that kind of low-impact adventure.
You know, Melissa, it's such a pleasure. We've done so many shows on the Great Lakes and all of the threats. You're, with your own legal background, you're familiar with invasive species and water contamination issues and algae and all that. What a pleasure to talk about something like this, which would just simply enhance the treasures that are our Great Lakes.
Yeah, the Great Lakes are just an amazing resource for the world. But in particular for the people who live in the Great Lakes. And I think it's under-recognized by those of us who take it for granted. And people around the world don't even realize that there is this gem that exists.
That's Vermont College of Law professor Melissa Scanlon talking with current state contributor Dr. Kirk Heinze about her idea for the world's longest continuously marked hiking trail. The 11,000-mile Great Lakes Trail would circumnavigate all six of the Great Lakes, all five of the Great Lakes, and traverse at least six U.S. states and two Canadian provinces.